Now, this is the one that we need to talk about. Think about this. 2 million women. 2 million women are considering taking a leave of absence or leaving the workforce altogether. When we go back to 2015, men and women left companies at similar rates. People have oftentimes described this as a she session. And it's a situation back in like 2009, during the financial crisis, 2008, 2009, men were being laid off, but the financial impact on them was not as great because their caregiving responsibilities were taken care of by women. Now, think about this. In this pandemic situation, it's the opposite. Women have the larger share of the caregiving and childcare responsibilities. And when there's nobody else to take care of the children, they may not have a support system, of a partner to help them. So women are leaving companies at higher rates than men. What does this mean from a diversity, equity, and inclusion standpoint? Women, there will be fewer women in leadership roles and fewer women to be on track to be leaders. So this already exacerbates issues in organizations where women are underrepresented in upper levels of the organization. I want to talk about something for a second. A lot of people today still use the term diversity and inclusion. They're like, well, we want to have a D&I initiative. We want to do this. What we really need to be thinking about, though, is diversity, equity, and inclusion. Diversity, how do we talk about that concept? Well, diversity, and there's a lot of debate about this term, but I think the way that I move through it is when I think of diversity, I think of quantitative data, right? So you're going to look at your workforce statistics. You're going to see where people are. You're going to look at your recruitment rates. What is the percentage in your applicant pools? Where do people fall on their compensation bands? So you're actually looking at data and metrics. But when you talk about equity, that's how people move through the organization. So you're now talking about what I would term would be qualitative processes. Now, what does that mean? Let's say you have data and you find that you have, you don't have women and women of color that are represented in management at organizational levels of the company. The qualitative process that you would use would be to figure out why that is. Why is that? Are women being siloed? Are they not provided some of the same opportunities to be mentored in leadership positions? What does that look like? I was working with a company before I joined the commission, where one of the issues that they had when they were looking at their initiative was the fact that they didn't have women in upper levels of management. And they certainly didn't have women on the senior management team, and they had no one in the C-suite. And one of the things that we discovered was this. At the lower levels of the management level in this organization, they would have teams. So the company would have teams, and they would have different people working on these teams. Some of their functions that they did were sales jobs and other things. Well, what the problem was is this. The women were not paired with the more successful teams. Like somehow along that way, they didn't get in the pipeline to be on the successful teams. They were not given information about promotions and stuff like that. We interviewed some of these women when we were doing focus groups, and it was alarming because one of their frustrations was the company doesn't tell us how to get promotions. I mean, people, we find out after the fact that so-and-so got promoted. We don't know how. We didn't even know the position was open. That's what I talk about when I mean a qualitative process. The inclusion part of it means that inclusion. Can people come to work and be their authentic selves? What strategies, what processes do we have in place to make people feel like they can be successful and that the culture welcomes them and who they are? So I like to think of inclusion as an experiential lens that how we look at people, how people view themselves, how people view the organization, and is that experiential lens of inclusion that provides the context and actually perception of diversity and equity. The other thing I want to point out is this. People think that equity means equality. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. We need to be candid. There are individuals and organizations that move through the organization and have more difficulty doing that. And it's not a situation where we just say, okay, we're going to just put everybody together. Here's an example. Maybe some of you have seen this graphic. You have three people that are watching a baseball game and they're looking over a fence. And when you look at equality, okay, everybody is standing on the same level of box. Everybody's standing on a 2 feet box, but you've got folks that are shorter that can't see over the fence at all. You got one person that can see over it. Equality is they're standing on the same height of a bench. Equity is somebody has sitting on a 2 foot bench. Somebody else has a 4 foot bench, but that enables them to see over the top and watch the baseball game. So those are very important concepts. And we really can't talk about diversity and inclusion anymore. It's diversity, equity, and inclusion. All of those things go hand in hand. So kind of want to put that in its contextual framework for this.